Hey everybody, thanks for checking out the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Simon counseled Mayor Susan and Dr. Dave, possibly sparking a long-teased romance between the Jaguar and the Ocelot. Meanwhile, Jeff entertained the citizens of Wood's Edge with a puppet show and tales of his heroics. When the town was given the all clear, Jeff, Simon, and Frederick finally hit the skies and began flying over the Desert of Seeds. Well, if y'all are ready to get family friendly, this is the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, episode 21. We are
going this long.
Me. So we'll just crack right into. It's been a while since we recorded, so we will just recap what's been going on, and then we can jump into the game. I'm here with Oliver Scripps, who plays the role of
Jeffrey Moncler, who is a mouse and very fun.
And Jules Burgesser, who plays the role of
Simon Quayle, who is actually a pigeon and very fun.
And we are joined by a special guest, Sam Malcolm, whom our listeners will know from a few earlier special episodes as
Garator the Tinkerer.
Ha ha! deranged praying mantis. Brilliant mind, brilliant but disturbed.
I'm not deranged.
Okay, touched by madness.
I will accept that.
Good, because you have to. So, in the town of Wood's Edge, you helped the people fight off a horde of pit vipers, and you subdued the mayor, a jaguar named Susan, who had gone feral. When she awoke, she informed Simon that there was a demon, a ghostly smoky wolf named Wither, who has been slowly infecting and corrupting the entire realm for hundreds of years. It sensed Jeff and Simon's arrival and has increased its efforts, including searching for these two otherworldly heroes. You left Wood's Edge, Simon flying solo and Jeff atop Frederick the Owl's back, and you soared high above the Desert of Seeds, heading northward towards your goal of Mount Darkleaf. Okay, so that's where we were, and now here's where we are. You fly over the desert for 2 days, resting amongst the sparse vegetation at night. On the third day, you arrive at the foot of the enormous Mount Darkleaf. The mountain reaches dizzyingly high, its peak shrouded by clouds. Frederick says to you,
Yes, Mount Darkleaf is well known to be the tallest peak in all the realm. Yes, it is quite, rather, yeah.
And then he turns and shoots upward. Jeff, make a quick spade flip, just to hold on.
A 7, but a diamond, and my spade is 4, so 11.
Okay, it takes you by surprise and you almost fall off, but you just manage to grab onto like a tail feather as he goes from flying horizontally to just shoom straight up. Simon, do you follow suit?
Yeah, it would take me a second to realize that there's been a change, but like, yep. Because he's a pigeon, you know? He's like, cocks his head a couple of times and then shoots off afterwards.
Okay, so you're all soaring vertically up alongside this very steep rocky mountain, and I want you to both make a diamond flip to notice something.
Okay.
10 but hearts.
It's a 10 of diamonds.
Ooh.
14 total but heart.
Okay.
Yeah, and my diamonds is 6, so 16.
Okay, yep, you both notice that coming up ahead is a summit with a dense forest on it, and I will say just Simon notices that on the edge of this dense forest there appears to be some kind of small hut with a little bit of smoke billowing out of a tiny, tiny chimney.
Okay.
Jeff, you notice that as well, but you, in doing so, you almost let go of Frederick, and you have another near miss, so you're a bit distracted.
I think that Jeffrey would bank Frederick towards it.
Okay, let's make a stop, yes.
Look there! There's a hut with smoke!
I think I've made quite...
Simon's voice a little bit too poncy. I've forgotten how he speaks.
Slowly.
That's right, usually. Slow. I've forgotten the slow part. Look there! There's a hut!
It's rather peculiar at these altitudes to have somebody setting up a house. Let's investigate, I think.
I agree. Let's go. Simon just takes off.
Okay. Frederick lands on the summit about a few meters away from this little hut and sort of lowers himself as if to suggest that Jeff should descend.
Jeff does so and bounds up to... how close to the hut are we?
A few meters away. Like, real world meters. So for you, like, quite a distance.
Oh, right. Okay, real world meters. All right. Jeffrey descends from Frederick and sets up post with his sword out and it really starts.
Wow. And Simon thinking he's, like, super charming because that's how he views himself. Would sort of bellow out towards the hut. What ho! We've come for a visit. Don't be scared. We're friendly.
Okay, Sam, make a diamond flip to see if you're paying attention to that.
5 of clubs.
Total score?
9.
Okay, yeah, you're immersed in some kind of deep thought in your hut, and you just vaguely hear sounds outside.
Cool.
I'm gonna...
Stalemate, no one coming out, no one going in.
I thought Sam was gonna say something, so I was waiting. because, like, Simon would keep moving towards the house, kind of repeating himself the whole way. Like, until he gets to the door, so he basically pecks on the door like he's knocking, you know? And still going, what ho! Anybody home?
Jeffrey's okay. Right with him, right beside him at the door.
Okay, yeah, Ferritor, you definitely hear that.
Hello?
Oh, hello!
Who's that? Hi!
Hi!
You're a different voice!
Yes!
Oh. What
You're
wisdom do you
voice.
Bring? Is there any wisdom? Hello?
Did you know that the sky keeps being blue even when you're in it?
No. Generally don't like being in the sky.
Jeffrey,
are you going to eat me?
Jeffrey starts rapping on the door with the back of his cutlass and says, what ho, man, it's cold out here, let us in.
I'm going to move Ferator's opinion is a giant raft, which is in fact a leaf, out of the doorway. Because he didn't actually have time to build hinges, and so he moves it slightly aside to look out the door. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, you see a mouse and a pigeon. The mouse is roughly the size of you, and the pigeon considerably larger.
And has its eyes, like, one eye looking at you, because he's turned his head so he can get a good look at you.
the mouse is wearing a mossy green leatherish coat, and carrying a golden shield emblazoned with a symbol of a flowering vine, and the pigeon is wearing a golden breastplate with the same symbol on it.
Are you here for me?
Could be, young man, could be. What were we here for you?
Well, there's only 3 of us. I don't know what you'd be for us for.
Well, who are you?
I'm Ferritor. Nice to meet you.
Why does that name ring such a bell?
generally doesn't ring bells.
You knew you were looking for Ferritor the Tinkerer.
I know. I'm teasing. just to get that look on the DM's face where the DM goes, are you serious?
Jeffrey sidles over to Simon and sort of whispers hoarse in his ear, that's him, the Tinkerer.
Oh!
Because he thought you didn't get it.
We found a thing in your house. It keeps talking about Kashtar.
A god? Yeah, it'll do that.
Yes. Well, I mean, it doesn't actually say that. It says something about, my name is Kash, and the creator wants to meet you.
You hear that repeated through your saddlebag?
My name is Kash, the creator wants to meet you.
See? Does it all the time.
Ah. Well, I suppose I should invite you in.
Well, is it talking about you?
Oh, the big creator wanted to meet all of us.
Oh, so you didn't create this thing. I was hoping you could turn it off.
Why would you want to turn it off?
Well, it's quite repetitive. I don't know if you've had something that says the same thing over and over, carried in your saddlebags for a long period of time, but it's actually quite annoying. It's like playing that game. You know that game? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? But it just goes, my name is Kash. The creator wants to meet you. And I'm like, that's fine. But he doesn't ever tell us where the creator wants to meet us. I mean, it is quite annoying, if you know what I mean.
Darkleaf!
See? Just keeps telling random stuff that doesn't mean anything. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that?
That means something. We're here on Darkleaf, here. Telling what to do. It's very helpful.
This
sometimes
is
you forget. If you hear it the first time, you might forget, so it goes off again. It's helpful.
Right.
From the distance, like hovering back, you hear Frederick say,
well, it looks as if you've found whatever it is you're looking for. I should get back to the woods and tell the people that you've been delivered safely.
Jeffrey waves goodbye.
Goodbye, you little annoyance. I've grown reluctantly fond of you.
Ferritor's
and I'll see you later, whatever your name was.
Ferritor's walking out next to Jeffrey and starts waving, bye! Hi! Bye! I don't know who you are!
That makes two of us. Goodbye.
Bye, Frederick! Thank you for your help.
It's Ferritor. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, Frederick gives a few mighty flaps of his owl wings and then zooms off to the south.
Ferritor's going to turn to Simon and go, are you going to fly off like that as well? I had an eagle do that to me. Now him. Everything that flies seems to fly away from here.
Well, I mean... And Simon looks around and is like, there's not a lot going on, is there?
There's food. Ferritor points inside his hut.
Oh, good! And Simon just walks in like that's an invitation to eat food.
I would say Simon is the size of this hut, so like if you manage to squeeze in, like you've got no wiggle room. Oh, and all the surfaces on the inside are sticky, we've established as well, because he made it with tree sap.
It hasn't quite gotten
Simon's
hard, so you...
feathers are now sticking slightly together. That's great.
Stuck in a hill.
And he's got photo frames in there from Target, so you got like photo frames stuck to you.
Amazing.
Oh, you're helping me pack at least. That's good.
Where are we going?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the next vision.
Vision?
Yes. That's how the gods talk to me. It's always helpful.
Oh, the gods talk to you?
Yes, I think it's a god. Not many other people talk about it, so it makes sense.
Make a Ferritor, make a diamond flip.
It's a 10 of hearts, but it's a total of 16.
Okay. Yeah, you hear Kashtar's voice in your head, but it's quite mumbled. And it says, not alone. Danger.
Well, no, there's three of us here now, so we can't be alone. And this one has a mighty-looking sword of some kind.
You just say that out loud to his voice.
Just actively speaking aloud as if there's someone else standing with us.
Oh, he's okay. Generally, though, if he says, ha-ha, and then does a flip, that's when I should be worried.
Jeff, you're outside this hut, obviously, if Simon is taking up the entire hut.
Simon is the hut.
Bird butt and muffled speech.
Make a diamond flip to notice.
Oh, that's really bad both ways. That is a 3 off the card and a 7 total. Yeah, 7 total, but it's a spade, so it's nothing.
Okay. You hear like a scuttling sound.
Jeffrey goes after it.
Okay. So you go around the hut and you head towards the edge of the trees where you heard the sound coming from, and then coming out of the tree line is 3 cockroaches that are sort of oozing this like black, thick, like sickening smoke.
Jeffrey knocks on the back of the hut. What's the hut made of? Like a nut?
Tree sap.
It's tree sap and sticks.
Okay, cool. Jeffrey knocks stickily at the back of this hut and sort of shouts over, you might want to come and have a look at this, boys.
And so Simon, like, I'm just going to presume there's a window right there. Simon just sort of sticks his head out the window, so now he is essentially definitely wearing this hut.
Well, there wasn't a window before, but there is now.
It's like, what is it, Jeffrey?
Yeah, you see Jeff standing before these 3 smoky, oozing cockroaches on the edge of the trees.
Oh no, wither! And Simon tries to get out of the tree sap part.
Okay, I will... describe to me how you think you would try that, like brute force or finesse, and we will...
He would be like, and he's trying to reverse out the door, but he's like kind of stuck to stuff, and he's like, so sorry, and he's just sort of trying to backpedal, and he's trying to like push his wings, but not to ruin stuff. He's accidentally ruining stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Make a spade flip.
Oh, it's a queen of diamonds. And... okay. Spades is 5, so lots, 15.
Okay, yeah, you manage to maneuver your way out of the hut. You don't completely destroy it, but it's pretty damaged.
And I now have photo frames from Target stuck on me?
Sure, you got one stuck to your butt.
Yeah, cool. He's probably not going to notice.
Cool, that you are out of the hut. The 3 of you are all aware of these 3 smoky cockroaches.
Well, Simon would be like, attack! And he would draw his wing,
Scottish.
Like, he like draw his wing blades out the sides of his wings and sort of run forward in a weird kind of like, you know, when like someone runs with their arms out behind them.
Like a
Naruto
run.
That's kind
run.
Of what Simon looks like, and he's trying to like.
Simon
slice
is Naruto
his wing
running
blades.
At them.
Yeah, he's just sort of running.
Beautiful.
At them.
Okay. Jeffrey follows suit, cutlass above his head. Because he's seen it before, you know? He's seen it before. He knows what has to happen.
Yes.
And cockroaches feel like the kind of species within this world that I can kill.
Okay, and Ferator, do you do anything?
Ferator is going to run to the hut and start pulling twigs off the side of the hut and start constructing something.
Okay, then let's flip some initiative.
10.
I shall
9.
Do an 8.
No, I got a 9.
The roach has got an ace, so they're last.
Oh.
9.
2 9s and an 8. Oh, sorry, no, I got a 10.
Oh, you got a 10. Okay, so Jeff is first.
Sorry.
Oh, so we're like 10, 9, 8.
Yeah, and the 9 was Ferator, was it?
Me.
Oh.
And Ferator. Okay.
Jeff.
Yeah.
So, oh, what were your suits?
Clubbed.
For the two oh. Nines.
Oh.
Diamond.
Okay, diamond first. So, Jeff, Simon, Ferator, roaches. Alright, so one of the roaches has, just so we can tell them apart, one of them is more brown than anything else. One of the One of them is more orange than anything else, and the other one is a sort of marbled orange and brown.
Give one an earring or something, I don't know. Who are they? Give me some.
One has an eye patch. Background on these. Give one an eye patch.
Can they be pirates? Like, what's going on?
They're cockroaches, and we've established that creatures in this world don't wear clothes except for you and the occasional accessory like glasses or a cardigan because of being a therapist.
Maybe weather makes you more fashionable. I don't know.
I have a coat.
Okay, so one of the cockroaches has hoop earrings.
Because they're from the what? 60s?
Yes, I don't know. Old fashioned cockroaches, man.
It's in a broken antenna that's looped around to look like an earring.
Yeah, boom.
Okay, the brown one has hoop earrings.
I'm so into it.
And there's an orange one and a marbled brownie orange one. So there you go. Yep. Yes.
Yes. So Jeff, cutlass drawn, running towards them. You got hoop earrings, orange, and marble.
Okay. Jeff Ray springs into the attack, cutlass drawn, and goes for the orange and brown one.
So, yep, roll, flip your attack.
Seven club. My club's not too bad, actually. Oh, it isn't that great. It's nine. But a lot of moxie. Cool. You know.
Not swashbuckling?
I don't really feel like just attacking is that swashbuckly. Like, there's no rope play.
Okay.
Didn't say anything fun. I'm going to cut myself out of it. And I do have a plus two cutlass. So, take a plus three on that. So, 13.
Okay, 13, and to try and dodge out of the way, it gets a total of 10 to try and avoid you, so it does not. So it tries to scuttle out of the way of your very moxie-powered attack. You thrust with the sword, and you manage to stab into it for 3 damage, and you notice that when you do, it sort of bleeds this, like, oozing smoky blood onto the rocky surface of the mountain. And Simon.
Simon, he's already got his blades out. He knows what he's about. He's running at these things to try and slice with wing blades, please.
Okay.
And flip. That is not good. That is an ace. That is bad. That is an ace of clubs, okay. Which is also...
Add it all up.
He's got basically nothing going on there because he's only using his wing blades. I can't even say that he's using any of his skills particularly, so it's only a plus two.
So you get a total of 3.
Yep.
Which one was this?
Orange.
Okay. And it very easily dodges out the way of your attack and deals you 8 damage in the process. It chomps down on you.
So have we healed since last time?
Yes, you've had a few rests. You've been flying in the day and resting at night.
Brilliant, because otherwise I'd be down.
Yep, it bites you. It evades your attack and then it bites down on you for 8 damage.
Cool.
And now Farital, what are you machinating?
Farital is going to take the few twigs he's been grabbing and start banging them together to get one of the cockroaches' attention so that it charges at him, and then run into his hut and drop all his cattle drops on the floor of the hut and jump out his newly formed window.
What? Okay.
So it goes in through the hut and runs over the cattle drops while he's jumping out safely.
Okay, so I'm going to say that's a heart flip.
Oh, okay.
To convince it to come after you, I guess.
Well, that's a 9 of spades.
Okay.
So it'd be...
It has no skills that can add to its flip. Ooh. Okay.
So how much do you add for adding an item?
The item's value.
Has the item got values? Oh, okay.
Which item is this? The caltrops?
The cattle drops.
The caltrops should have a plus 1 or 2 attached.
Oh, it's a plus 2, yep.
Okay, so total score?
14.
Oh, it's got nothing to add to its flip, but it flipped a king, which is the 13, so you managed to, you clap these sticks together, and I will say that the hoop earrings one looks up at you and chases after you through this hut, and it steps on the caltrops, taking one damage in the process.
Huzzah! And
now, I'd say that that one is now inside the sticky hut. Now they're going to act, and I'm going to say that that one does nothing. It just stays inside the sticky hut.
It's a hut made out of sticks, and it's also sticky.
The orange one is going to try and take another bite on Simon. It's going to be straight up going for clubs. It gets a total of 9 with the diamond.
So this isn't going well, is what I said, because that's a 2 of hearts.
Okay, yep. Do you take any use any skills to evade or add to that too?
I could say that I lift off up the ground slightly as I see him coming, you know, like trying to get out of the way, because it's not going to help me completely, but maybe it means that the wound isn't as, like, grievous. If I can add my spades bonus, can I add my spades bonus?
Yes, and your breastplate.
Yeah, so then if I go, it's a skills of aerobatics as well. Yeah.
Okay. I'll hear from Ted. But okay.
Obviously on the line.
I know. Right, I wasn't entirely sure how many we... Is it only 2 we can add on? Because that's 5 if it is.
Yeah, 1 skill, 1 item, but I'm not sure about spades bonus. But we'll say yes for now.
No, that either. Okay, because if it is, then that's an extra 6. So it would be 8.
Okay, so it's still, despite your evasive maneuver, it still manages to bite you for 1, and you feel,
but it's only 1.
you feel this sort of just wrongness sort of seep into the wound. It feels gross, like sickly. And then the marbled one is going to try and turn around and do a big, like, rear leg kick on Jeff with a total of 9, and it's a club.
A 9, and it's a diamond. And I'll add to that my golden shield to make it an 11. Have at you.
Okay. You not only managed to easily dodge out the way of this this big two-legged rear kick, but you also managed to dispatch this marbled roach in the process. So describe that.
It kicks at me. I step out the way. Sweet swoop around. Cloak looks really cool, like heavy coat looks really cool, kind of does like a piratey flat thing, you know what it looks like, and then chop its head off.
Nice. And it's just oozes this disgusting grayish black smoke and blood, like, all over the stone, and it stinks, it reeks. And we are back we're round to round 2. Flip some initiative.
Dun, dun. Oh, yeah, you do it each time. Aha! Oh, no. 3.
Ace.
6.
Okay, believe it or not, Barator is first.
Good
time. Thank you. Sorry, I couldn't get to the mute button without throwing a keyboard.
Okay, Barator, Roaches, Jeff, Simon.
We've got 1 roach who's in the hut, and 1 roach that's over by Simon, and 1 that's been exploded.
Mm. Yep.
Ferator's going to run at the roach that's at Simon, pulling off his cloak and jumping on top of it to try and, like, grapple the roach to the ground.
Okay. Try and wrestle them. Cool.
Well, cause it a hindrance wrestling? More than anything else.
You
gotta
rustle a roach.
You rustle a roach, okay. It doesn't it could try and just evade. So it gets a score of 12 to evade that.
What thing am I using for?
Add your clubs.
Club? I'm on a 9. I would like to insist that I'm boinging on top of this as well. To make it a 12.
Yeah, I suppose if you're trying to, like, leap to it quickly, you could make an argument for boing for a 12. So that's a tie. So tiebreakers in this regard is just nothing.
You just bounce off and fall off.
You just grab it. You grab onto it, but nothing happens. You're now holding it. And it's going to take this opportunity to spew some disgusting smoke out at you for a total of 6.
I will jump out of the way.
Okay, so boing and spades.
Yeah, so 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, yeah, you not only managed to, I'd say boinging away, you actually stomp down on its back, and that's enough to kill it.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
So you just
thing on my foot now.
Yeah, it spews the smoke, and you boing away and just crush the orange one beneath your feet. And now all that's left is the hoop earrings one inside the hut, and it's going to come out of the hut. And let's see, who wants to be attacked? It's going to go up and try and maybe he won't see us. It's going to try and
it's going to try and bite us.
Yeah, it sees this praying mantis standing on the crushed back of one of its companions, and it scuttles over and just tries to bite for a 15.
Can I try to do like the whole kung fu thing to defend myself from this?
Yeah.
Praying mantis kung fu that. Fighting.
Yeah. So it's a king plus what do I use? Is it a club or is it a spade that I'm doing?
Depends on, I guess.
It doesn't make a difference because they're both 4.
Okay. Well, it's one of them. So 13 plus 4, 17. Yep.
And then mandibles?
Okay, sure.
Plus 2.
Okay, 16. Yeah, that's enough to dispatch this one as it tries to bite you and you kung fu fight in response.
I know kung fu! Mandibles. Chop suey!
Okay, that's the end of the fight. Do you... Does anyone have anything witty or interesting to say?
More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more or play Suited for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a proud member of the Podicon Go Network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone. Visit podicongo.com to learn more about this and other fantastic podcasts. And here's a promo for one of those shows now.
Have you ever watched a movie and you sat there and you thought, hey man, this person was the MVP of that movie, or conversely, this person was the MVL of that movie? Well, this is what our podcast focuses on, and you should definitely join us, because I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And this is
Hero Talk
with Talix and Trev. And what we do is we go through the movies and we talk about settings, scenes, funny things, trivia, and more. Hey, we'll even throw a joke in there too. So join us every week to week as we go through the various movie universes. And who knows, maybe you can learn something.